It's mighty encouraging to see this good number out. I say it all the time. I'm going to say it again tonight. Getting here is half of it.
That's right.
Getting here is half of it. Now, if you'll be obedient, you can go home a little while saying that it's been good to be in the Lord's house. I count it a great honor to be here. Really and truly do. I'm thankful that the Lord and I hope you take this the right way. I'm glad the Lord put me and Chris on Randy's heart. I don't have the preacher's itch, but there ain't nothing I like no better when I can get in that place than to preach. But there's no greater fear of knowing that you've got to. And until you get there and get in that place, it's hard on the flesh. It really and truly is. Life is full of surprises, of excitement, disappointment, but through all of them, God is the same. He don't change. We can't surprise Him. He is never ever surprised. He is well aware of my life, what I'm fixing to go through, as well as He is yours. And lots of times He's preparing us for it when we don't even know it. But I hope bring that's on our heart. It's a strange thought. I've never heard it brought out this way, and Susan kindly scared me a little bit, said, Randy's preaching this morning, said there's a lot of people bringing a lot of things out that just ain't right and ain't there. But I'm persuaded to believe that this is right, and it's of and from the Lord. And if I can get in my place, you'll go home agreeing. And if I can't get there and can't do nothing with it, we'll sit down and let somebody else try. But we're going to read some out of, and I know we're going from the New Testament backwards, but it's the way that I feel like we need to go. We're going to read a little bit in the 5th chapter of John, and then we're going to go to the 12th chapter of Isaiah and read there and just trust the Lord for leadership and guidance. And fifth chapter of John, starting with the first verse, it says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first steppeth in after the troubling of the water,
of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. That's all that we're going to read there. We're going to go to the 12th chapter of Isaiah and going to read the whole chapter. And I know that if y'all know me, this is a lot more reading than I normally read. I like to just read just a little bit, but we got to read this. It says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou was angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And in that day you shall say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." And that's all that we're going to read. And you say, "Preacher, how are you going to tie that together?"
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to start out by trusting the Lord. But if I had a thought tonight, if I had anything that I wanted to leave with you, and you might say, "Preacher, that ain't much of an opening message for a revival," but it's all of God. It's all of God, and I have read and read and read and looked and asked the Lord for something more, but he has put this thought there, and you might can, but I can't. When the Lord begins to work with me, I can't go with two or three different ones. That's the one that's bearing on my heart, and the one that he can talk and work with me through. And that's where we're at. All I know to do is just give you the thought and trust the Lord. But if I had a thought tonight, if I had something that I want you to roll over in your mind and that tonight, it would be we have access to more than a pool. We have access to more than a pool. And I want you to know, the Lord has been working with me two ways here. Showing me a carnal side and a spiritual side, if you'll have it. And God being my helper, I want to talk to you just a few minutes on having access to more than a pool. I want you to know here, Leroy, I'm going to get it out of the way. I guess I'm doing pretty good. I've been here a few times, and the only thing the deacon's ever said to me is, "I don't want to hear that switching, that necktie on that microphone." So we'll go ahead and get that out of the way. But listen to me. We have access to more than a pool. And I'm just trying to get in the water, if you'll have it. But my friend, I read to you there where that in that day there was a pool, and there was a certain
season when an angel came down and troubled the water. And I read to you, whoever stepped in first was made whole of whatever it was being physically, carnally. I want you to get that. I want you to understand that. I want you to know that of the reason that Christ done all of these miracles, the reason he went by the pool, my friend, was to show the carnal man that he had power and that he was the Son of God, but his whole purpose, his whole intention was to make a way that this carnal man might have fellowship with God Almighty. Listen, we're here at the pool, my friend, and there was a man there that had laid there, the Bible said, 38 years, had been there a long time, and Jesus, my friend, passed by that way and asked him how long that he had been, and he began to tell him, my friend, and he said, when the water is troubled, he said, and I'm coming down, he said, I have no man to help me. He said, and another stepped in. And Jesus looked at him and he said, wilt thou be made whole? Take up thy bed and walk. Glory be to God. And immediately that man took up his bed and walked. But as I looked at that and I thought about it, you listen to me. You'll have to look through a spiritual eye just like I've been trying to look, my friend. This was carnal. This was of the flesh, my friend. And when Christ told him to be made whole and to take up his bed and walk, he had to take some things with him. You hear me? He had to take some things with him. Glory be to God. He'd laid on that bed for 38 years. My friend, I have no doubt that he would have loved to have left it behind. But my friend, we're still in the flesh. We're of the flesh. And Christ said, take up thy bed and walk. Listen to me. We have access to more than a pool. My friend, I see another place in the Bible there where he was walking with the disciples and he said, I must needs go through Samaria. My friend, I want you to know there was a reason that he needed to go through Samaria. My friend, I told you, we can't surprise God. He knows what we stand in need of before we know what we stand in need of. My friend, and I want you to know that he loved this woman enough that he was willing to sit there, my friend, and wait on her. You, my friend, God loves you enough that service after service, he's knocked up on that heart's door. He's bid you to come, and you've turned and went out the door. But through God's love and his mercy, he's still waiting on you. We have access to more than a pool. Listen, here comes this woman walking. Jesus asked her, said, give me a drink. And she said, why do you ask me for a drink, seeing as the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan? But my friend, I want you to know, he's not in the world. He's not of the world. He can't stand the very appearance of evil, but yet he still passes by that lost man, woman, boy, or girl, and knocks upon her heart's door. You have no dealings with the Samaritans. He said, if you had a new who it was that asked, he said, you would have asked, and I would have give you a drink of this living water. He said, whosoever drinketh from this well, he said, they'll thirst again. He said, but this water that I give, he said, it's a well of water springing up into everlasting life, my friend. We have access to more than a pool. She said, are you greater? And I know I'm jumping back and forth. She said, are you greater than Jacob that give us the well? Said, you have nothing to draw with. Glory be to God. I want you to know, he began to talk to her. He began to expound unto her, my friend, and she come to the place that she realized, my friend, that he had something that the natural eye I could not see, my friend. She said, some we say we worship here, some on this mountain, some in Jerusalem. He said, where do you say? He said, the hour has come, my friend, that you neither worship here nor there. He said, but God is a spirit, and those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. We have access to more than a pool. She said, give me of this water. Give it to me. He said, go call thy husband. She said, sir, I have no husband. He said, thou hast rightly said. He said, for thou hast had five, and him whom thou now with is not your husband. He knew more about her, my friend, than she knew about herself.
Amen.
He does you. He does you. We have access to more than a pool. Listen. She asked for the water, my friend, and it brings her to a place that the disciples come and they are amazed that he's talking with her, my friend. But I want you to know that encounter, my friend, she left the water pot. Glory be to God. When you get spiritual, you get connected up with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can drink from that well of living water, and you can leave all the sin, the shame, the guilt at the feet of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we have access to more than a pool. A pool, my friend, is a contained a body of water. There's so much there, and that's it. But my friend, I want you to know that this well of water that I'm talking about has went unto the ends of the earth. Without respect to person.
Amen.
Without respect to person. He didn't tell that woman, I can't give you a drink. You can have no part of this. My friend, I want you to know that heart had to get in a condition to receive Jesus, and he'd take care of the rest of it. She left the water pot and went back to her town, and she said, come and see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ? The Bible said that many of them believed at her saying. But I want you to know that they went and they constrained him. And he began to preach and to teach and talk to them. And they said, we believe because we have heard for ourselves. Listen, mom and daddy took me to church my whole life. I'd heard about Jesus. I'd heard about his love. I'd heard about what he could do. But listen, it wasn't revealed unto me until that Sunday morning when Crapton preached just a carpenter's son, and it busted this old boy's heart all to pieces.
Bless your heart, wives.
I saw him hanging there, not for the world. I know, for God so loved the world, but I'm telling you, you get born again, blood bought, it's going to get past for God so loved the world, and it's going to be for God so loved me. Me. And I come to the place that Sunday morning that I wanted a drink from that well. I wanted a drink of that water. Listen to me. He wants you. He loves you. He died for you. He thinks enough of you that he passes by in the midnight hour when you're laying on the pillow and you making them promises to self, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to do this. My friend, listen. Them things are good, but they're carnal. Come daylight, you just like the man with the bed. You got to pick them up and take them with you. But you get a drink of that living water. Listen. When I come up out of the floor that Wednesday night, having drunk of that living water, glory be to God, I come up a new creature. All things passing away. I fell in the floor, tormented, dying, knowing I was on my way to hell. In a split second, I come up glorified. sanctified, redeemed, justified, on my way to heaven. We have access to more than a pool. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. Listen, it's not his will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. My friend Christ come preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The same message John preached, prepare you the way, and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Tonight I'm telling you, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We don't have to labor the pool.
Amen.
With all of our troubles. We don't. He said, I can't get it. I can't get it. But he said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him what? Drink of the water of life freely. Why? My friend, that drink of living water will become a well of water springing up into eternal life.
Amen.
We have access to more than a pool.
Yes, sir.
Listen, David was over there. Hiding out. And he began to desire a drink from the well. There was some of them that thought enough of him that they broke through. And they brought him back some water. Listen, it meant so much to David, and he knew what it was, my friend, that he realized that another man couldn't get it for him. My friend, this drink of water that I'm talking about, mom and daddy can't get it for you. The preacher can't get it for you. It's whosoever will, let him, her come.
Amen.
Being brought up in the church is not enough. Listen to me. Listen to me. I understand more now than I ever have. Going off in there in the bedroom and shutting the door and just having a good squall. Just crying, bawling your eyes out. You'll come out of there feeling better, my friend. But it's all carnal, my friend. I want you to know, if you, my friend, have come down, made a profession, maybe even laid by the pool, my friend, and got up feeling better, through a good cry, you still need a drink of the living water. We have access to more than the pool. It meant so much to David that he took that that he had been longing for and poured it out unto the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. How many of you have got loved ones that you went and got a drink and then poured your supplication and your prayer out to the Lord on their behalf?
Amen.
Begging God for extended mercy. Begging God for extended mercy. That they might come to the place that they desire a drink from that well more than anything else in this world. Listen. When you get there, when you come to that place, He'll pour it out all over you. Old things passing away. And behold, all things are new. That I would not do, now I do. And that I would do, now I do not. Makes me sick to even think that I could have been there and could have found pleasure in it. My friend, I want you to know, I want you to understand that as long as we're carnal, as long as we never go no further than the pool, we'll never be able to lay the things that are binding us and holding us down, that's bringing the fear of death upon us. But once we realize we can go past the pool and get to the well, we'll have life. I'm not going to try to keep you for an hour and a half. That's the message. That's the message. You understand. You have access to more than the pool. The pool was carnal. The pool was carnal. But listen, Christ was talking to this woman spiritually. He was talking to her spiritually. You say, preacher, did she get born again that day? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. If she could have got born again that day, Christ would have not had to have died. But I want you to know, He revealed enough unto her spiritually, my friend, that it opened her eyes, that she began to create a desire to know more about this man than anything else in this world. And I believe with all my heart, my friend, in due time, she had opportunity to go neck deep in the well.
Amen.
Amen. You know how far you've been. You know. Everybody in the church house might think everything's okay. But when you lay down on your bed at night, you're asking God for another sunrise. Another day. Lord, I'll make it right. I'll make it right. Listen, the devil ain't never told you you don't need to. He ain't. He's never told you you don't need to get saved. It's just wait. 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 We have access to more than the pool. A well of water. He said in one place, he said that out of it would come rivers.
Amen.
Rivers.
That's right.
What's he talking about? I believe when some man of God or some saint begins to get up and gets in the spirit and begins to expound unto it, we can wade out into the rivers. Where you at? If you find yourself having to make yourself do what we know is right, something's wrong. Something's wrong. You need to get past the pool. You need to get past the pool. You need to get to that well of water. Amen. That's springing up.
Amen.
Into everlasting, eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, whoever is athirst,
yeah.
Whoever wants it,
yeah.
Whoever desires it,
mm-hmm.
You trying to make that checklist to meet the requirements, they ain't but two. A broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Amen.
He said of such, he would not turn away.
Amen.
What about it? Do you realize that you're just like the man with the bed? You've had to pick all your problems up. And you're still having to deal with them every day. You're still trying to present yourself presentable.
Yes, and more.
To the church.
Yep.
You need to realize we have access
mm-hmm.
to more than the pool. You need to come to the well. Have a life-changing experience. Life-changing. Randy and Chris, come on out. I'm not going to drag it out. You know your heart. You know where you're at. You know the battles you're having. Get some spiritual help. Get some spiritual help. This mind, listen, no matter how hard we try, it's enmity. It's enmity. It's not subject to the laws of God. It's not. It can't. It won't never be. It takes coming to the place that we are of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit, crying out, submitting under the mighty hand of God. And him bringing us up a new creature. Listen, the devil was telling me, I left that Sunday morning when my world turned upside down. I could have got saved that Sunday morning. But the devil was telling me, Dwight, there ain't no way. You can make this right, or you can make that right, or you can do this, you can't live that. Listen. When I come up out of the floor, I didn't have to make nothing right. I was right. I was right. Listen, I didn't have to change nothing. He changed me.
Amen.
And he is without respect to person.
Amen.
He'll do it for you.
Amen.
He'll do it for you. But you got to get past the pool
and
get in the well. Come on.